Support comes from Pasadena Playhouse, presenting Jelly's Last Jam. Follow Jelly Roll Morton, the self-proclaimed inventor of jazz, in this ambitious musical masterpiece that's sure to blow the roof off the theater. Performances begin May 29th. Tickets at PasadenaPlayhouse.org.
I'm Austin Cross. Join me for LAist's new live event series with the James Beard Foundation. We Are Where We Eat will go behind the scenes of LA restaurants. The kickoff event is May 22nd. Tickets at las.com/events.
Today on the LA Report, we have updates on the local student protests over the Israel-Hamas war and the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, UCLA, USC, other local campuses. The LAX People Mover Project is getting some new money to keep it on track. And we'll tell you about mosquitoes and snow. It's Monday, May 6th. I'm Nick Roman. This is the LA Report from LAist 89.3. In-person classes resumed today at UCLA, but only briefly. A group of students calling on the university to divest from Israeli companies staged a sit-in at Moore Hall. LAist reporter Yusra Farzan, who's been monitoring protests at various local campuses, says the Daily Bruin is reporting police broke up today's sit-in.
43 people, including students, were arrested in parking structure 2 on charges of conspiracy to commit burglary.
Also, classes at UCLA returned to online after that. Yusra says more than 900 UCLA professors and instructors have signed a letter that condemns the way the university last week broke up the Gaza Solidarity Camp in front of Royce Hall. UCLA Chancellor Jean Block announced yesterday the university had created an Office of Campus Safety to administer policing and emergency management on campus. USC is going to hold graduation, a large ceremony at the Coliseum, and there's a pro-Palestinian protest set up at Pomona College now. Scores of brown pelicans are starving to death across Southern California. LAist correspondent Josie Wong says the reason why is a mystery.
Over the last month, about 130 emaciated pelicans have been brought to the Wetlands and Wildlife Care Center in Huntington Beach. Just 55 are still alive. Some did not even survive the trip to the center. Debbie McGuire is executive director.
They're dead on arrival. And then the others seem to be dying really fast within the first few hours.
McGuire says wildlife experts are stumped because there's plenty of anchovy, pelicans' main food source. A similar crisis happened in 2022 with brown pelicans starving en masse. The cause? Still unknown. For LAist 89.3, I'm Josie Huang.
100 years ago today, voters in Los Angeles approved the charter that is the city's governing document to this day. It called for 9 members on the LA City Council. That's now grown to 15, but even that is far lower than the number of local representatives that govern New York City or Chicago. Surveys of Angeleno show high levels of support for a bigger LA City Council.
That has not changed the view in the city council, where one way of getting the voters to look at something is for the city council to put it on the ballot. They are going to put redistricting reform on the ballot, for which I applaud them very much.
That's longtime LA political observer Rafe Sonnenschein. He leads the Haines Foundation as it studies ways to make LA better. He says right now a measure to expand the LA City Council is stuck in the council's governance reform committee. Now headed to its second committee hearing in Sacramento is a bill to make it easier to cut down Joshua trees to make room for construction. Assembly Democrat Juan Carrillo of Palmdale wrote it. He's a former Palmdale city planner, and he says the Joshua tree is an iconic symbol of the high desert. But he also says the laws passed last year to protect Joshua trees, laws he supported, keep desert communities from economic development. Carrillo's AB 2443 would lower the fee that developers have to pay to replace the Joshua trees they cut down for commercial and industrial projects. Developers like the bill, environmentalists don't. When we come back, we'll tell you about mosquitoes and snow.
Support for LAist comes from Pasadena Playhouse, presenting Jelly's Last Jam. When Jelly Roll Morton's soul is forced to face the music, the self-proclaimed inventor of jazz is left at the ultimate crossroads. This lively musical follows the journey from the back alleys of New Orleans to the sparkling stages of New York, featuring a sizzling bandstand, electrifying tap dancing, and soulful tunes. On stage for 4 weeks only, Jelly's Last Jam. Performances begin May 29th. Tickets available now at PasadenaPlayhouse.org.
The journalists of LAist work for you.
I'm LAist senior health reporter Jackie Fortier.
That's where you see the necessity of having to educate our community.
I explore how your health is directly affected by rising temperatures, wildfire smoke, dense traffic, oil drilling, airport noise, and overcrowding, and find possible solutions.
LAist, independent journalism, fact-based journalism.
This is the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Oh, great. Mosquito season in Southern California is just around the corner. The little pests haven't lost any of their bite, but turns out the pesticides used to control them have. One reason? The weed control products you buy at your local hardware store contain similar active ingredients to pest control sprays. And Tristan Hallam with the San Gabriel Valley Vector Control District says mosquitoes have adapted.
Because it's being used in two separate scenarios on a consistent basis, there are more opportunities for these adult mosquitoes to have that resistance build up within these populations.
So what do you do? Well, Tristan Hallam says Vector Control rotates the pesticides it uses to make sure mosquitoes don't adapt to any of them. He also recommends that you limit your use of weed control sprays. He also says take steps to keep mosquitoes from breeding in the first place. So dump out standing water so the bugs don't have a place to lay eggs. If there is one construction project we all want to see finished, it is the LAX People Mover. That's the automated rail line that'll get you onto and off of the airport grounds without fist fighting your way through the jam-packed roads that circle around in front of the terminals at LAX. LAist reporter Caitlin Hernandez says there's new money coming to the People Mover project.
The Board of Airport Commissioners voted unanimously Thursday to add $200 million to the project, on top of the $2.7 billion it already had. The money will be used to settle disputes between the airport and its contractor, Linxis. The two have been in negotiations over the project's timeline, technology access, and compensation. It's not clear how that affects the opening timeline. The contractor's latest report says the train should be done by December 2025, 2 years behind schedule. For LAist 89.3, I'm Caitlin Hernandez.
A weekend spring storm set a single-day snowfall record for the season in the Sierra Nevada. About 2 feet of snow fell in some areas over the weekend. A social media post from the UC Berkeley Central Sierra Snow Lab posed this question: did anyone have the snowiest day of the 2023-24 season being May on their winter bingo card? Not me. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Be sure to join us again tomorrow morning when Suzanne Watley has the AM edition of the LA Report. The LA Report is produced by Nate Perez, Libby Rainey, and Tiffany Ugiye. Megan Garvey is the executive editor. Catherine Mailhouse, the director of content development. Our engineer, Tui Mao. Original music by Scott Kelly. You can read more about this evening's stories at LAist.com. You can also listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. You know, listeners like you help make the LA Report possible, so please donate at LAist.com/join. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
All 7 states on the Colorado River may have to cut back water, but not everyone agrees on how. From Coloradans who blame others for the crisis.
There continues to be a look upstream to solve a problem that we did not create.
To farmers who may lose their livelihoods.
We don't want to cut equal with everybody else.
Will they reach a deal in time? Listen to Imperfect Paradise, the Gen Z water dealmaker, wherever you get podcasts.